Hello.
Hello, is this Christine?
Yes, it is.
Ma'am, my name is Brian. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thanks so much for that. And let me ask you, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody over here. May I ask your race?
African American.
Thanks so much. And what is your age, ma'am?
26.
26?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you this. I know this is still a long way off, but where are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is heading?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And I appreciate you taking the time. This led us to the 25% of this survey. It's a really short one, participation. Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you must want the Congress focus on? You can select up to two. Reducing crime, providing affordable child care, reducing gun violence, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, protecting voting rights and fighting threats toward democracy, fighting inflation, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, improving the economy, stand up the rise in racism and discrimination, protecting the LGBTQ rights, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, or improving K-12 public school education?
Improving the school education and improving the economy.
Improving the economy. All right. Thanks so much for that. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse, in your opinion?
Getting worse.
Anyways, thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, will you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can't get ahead?
Definitely falling behind.
Falling behind, okay. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two, it's just a short list. Lack of good paying job opportunities, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, racism and discrimination, too many people depending on the government for handouts, poor life choices and values by some, unfair or rich economy system for the rich, poor work ethic, and not enough good role models.
The first one.
Lack of good paying job opportunities, okay. Any other one?
And discrimination.
Racism and discrimination. Okay. Thank you so much. I will record in that way. That leads us to the 40% of this. Appreciate your participation. We're almost done. Now, here are some recent orders have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which thing is the biggest reason. The lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, inadequate programs to help lower-income people, too many people suffering from mental illness on our streets, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, a lack of good-paying jobs. That you want me to stop?
Yes, that, right. And definitely
Is that prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime? Is that your expression? Okay,
understood.
We're recording that way. Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay, thank you. All right, that leads us to 50% of the survey. Thank you for your participation. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I oppose it.
That will be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed? I just want to record this properly.
Strongly opposed.
Understood. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so as well. The first one is the feminist movement. How would you rate that, ma'am?
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them? Okay. Now we're recording that way. What about Kevin McCarthy?
50%.
50. 50. 50. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Understood. What about Barack Obama?
100.
Thank you. What about Beyonce?
50.
50. Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
50.
50. And the NAACP?
100.
Thank you. What about the critical race theory or CRT?
0.
0. Understood. What about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
50.
50. What about the gay rights movement?
50.
50. Thank you. Ron DeSantis?
I haven't heard of him.
Never heard of him? Okay. Thank you. Still a bad answer. And what about Hakeem Jeffries?
50.
50. Thank you. And I just have two more. Donald Trump?
50.
50. And Kamala Harris?
50.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate your honest answer. Over here, 65% of the survey. We're almost done. I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote, ma'am?
I'm not exactly sure.
All right. Still, that's
probably
a valid answer.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay. Oh, understood. I will record it that way. And I appreciate your participation. Now, switching things up a bit, please, you can rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The crime and violence in this country, how will that impact you personally now? 10? Okay.
10.
Thank you. What about the climate change?
10.
10. The country's economy going into a recession soon?
10.
Thank you. And the last one, affirmative action ending from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. That's 75% of this. We're almost done. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, you can tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. Ban assault weapons. How would you?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat? Just want to make sure.
Strongly.
Thank you. What about the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use? Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat, ma'am? Just want to make sure.
Strongly.
Thank you so much. What about the government to pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is illegal, nationwide?
Disagree.
Disagree somewhat or strongly, ma'am? Just want to make sure.
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. What about the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition? Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. What about the government should provide free child care to all families?
Agree.
Yes, strongly.
Strongly.
Thank you.
Strongly. I have five children at the school.
Alrighty. So it's strongly. Thank you, ma'am. I will record it in that way. I just have two more. What about children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And the last one on this battery of questions, raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff. Do you agree or disagree?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thanks so much, ma'am. All right, we're almost done over here, 85% of the survey. Let me ask you, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? I have a few short lists. Mothers giving birth to a child. Father whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child when dealing with a mental health episode, fathers adopting a child, death of a family member, sickness or serious injury, mothers adopting a child, or caring for a family member with a serious health condition.
All of those.
All of them? Okay. Understood. Let me mark all of them. All right. I'll work on this way. All of them are your answer. Now, how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all? Yeah.
Often.
Often, okay. Okay, half of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months. The car was stolen or broken into. Does that apply or...
No.
No? Okay. What about a violent crime such as assault? Does it apply or not?
No.
Understood. Your home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Understood. And money or property was stolen?
Yes.
All right. That applied to you or your any household in the last 12 months? To you. Okay. Understood. Thank you, ma'am. All right, and switching gears a bit, we have a 90% of this. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
From that high school.
I'm sorry, what was that?
So, up to associate.
All right, that will be
school.
High school graduate. Is that okay for you?
Yes, definitely a high school graduate, yes.
High school graduate. Okay, thank you so much. I will record in that way. And let me ask you, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Wait, unmarried, living with a partner.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
You mentioned that. Yes, right? Yeah, thank you, ma'am. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is urban, suburban, or rural?
It's urban.
Urban. Thank you so much. And we're almost done. 95% of this. How often do you attend church or religious services? That's twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Once or twice a month. Thank you so much. All right, now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, you can tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. News such as NBC, ABC, or CBS. Will that be very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Not that often.
Thank you. What about Fox News?
Not that often.
Thank you. CNN?
No.
Thank you. And your local TV news? Black Lives Matter.
Not at all.
Thank you. And MSNBC?
No.
Thank you. All right. Understood. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Thanks so much. And which of the following, this is two more questions and we're done, and I appreciate your time. Which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage as Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse or employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, or no health insurance, or all this, ma'am?
Medicaid.
Thanks so much. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Is that you, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parents?
Myself.
Yourself, okay. Thanks so much. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? You can stop me when I get your category. It's under 15,000, 15 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75,000, 75
to 30.
That would be 30 to 50,000. Is that okay for you, that category? Can I record it in that way? Or 15 to 30. 15 to 30. Okay. Thanks so much. And this is the last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
No.
I understand. Thank you. Yeah, that was the last question. I appreciate so much your participation, ma'am. We conclude this research. And thank you so much for your time, okay? You have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye-bye.